Proceed. Despite his hasty departure, amid charges of fraud, misuse of government funds, appropriation of parishioners' properties, and physical beatings of followers, the controversies have not abated. After his surprise resignation as head of the San Francisco Housing Authority, Jones moved the base of his operation to the small South American country of Guyana, near the border of Venezuela. There, the People's Temple now operates a so-called agricultural mission with an estimated 1,000 to 1,200 transplanted followers. The farm was hailed by its members as a progressive experiment into a kind of religious socialism, a place where the individual is important, but only within the framework of the group. It was called an open community and claimed to welcome visitors. But as various people made attempts to see their relatives in Guyana, it became clear that the endless stream of excuses they were given were simply that, excuses, and that the temple had no intention of allowing anyone to visit the farm. Meanwhile, investigations have been proceeding. A number of agencies, including Treasury, the Secretary of State's office, and the Welfare Department, would like to talk with Jones. A number of ex-temple members have told state investigators their lives have been threatened, and they live in fear of being killed if they talk about church activities. What is the People's Temple? What is it doing in that remote, virtually inaccessible region in the jungles of Guyana? What is the relationship between Jim Jones and the government of Guyana, an admittedly socialist government with open, unabashed admiration of the late Chinese premier Mao Zedong? Interesting questions, but as yet unanswered. Many have theories, but few know for sure, and those who do are not talking, at least yet. Steve Katsaris is a member of a recently formed group called Concerned Relatives, who has tried virtually everything to see his daughter Maria without success.
Since last November, I have made no effort personally to see my daughter because I think that might place her safety in jeopardy. I believe the things that People's Temple representatives and Jim Jones himself have done to keep me from seeing my daughter should be interpreted in the light that they can't afford to let me see her, that she has information so sensitive about things that People's Temple is under investigation for that they can't afford to let me see her. So I haven't tried to make personal contact. I've limited my efforts to helping organize the group of concerned parents and then presenting as a group our request of Temple for relief from the abuses and from the dangers that we feel that our relatives are subjected to in South America.
Katsaris believes his daughter is unable to leave Guyana. His appeals for help have reached into the highest levels of the State Department, but no one seems able to offer hope, let alone assistance. One of the temple's most enthusiastic supporters in its early days was a freelance journalist in Ukiah, Kathy Hunter. She recently undertook a trip to Guyana, she says, at the personal invitation of Jim Jones. What happened to her on that trip is the subject of my next report. Update. I'm Steve Little.
4:28 KCBS News Time. Time for a little weather information.